We're with Malcolm Jenkins. And Malcolm, last year in the Tampa Bay game, obviously you made the signature play. Just talk about your remembrances of that play, what happened, what your role was, the whole thing.
It's you asked me about it, really it's kind of simple. We blew a coverage, or really we didn't blow a coverage, but they had a nice catch that got behind us in the secondary. I did what we've been kind of trained to do every day in practice is, run to the ball. And I was able to get him down before he scored. And, that led to us then having, four straight plays at the goal line where we kept him out. And that ended up being, one of the determining factors in the game. We won by 7. And in hindsight, that play was huge. But, that's something that we've taught around here since I've been here, and it's something that's kind of been expected. If we can give our team a chance, even if that chance is on the goal line, it's still a chance. And that game it ended up being huge.
Yep. Now, being taught that and doing it is two different things.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you had a chance at all of catching Vincent Jackson?
Not at first. It's one of those you never know. And as I started to run, I kind of felt like, okay, I might be able to get him. And then it was, all right, I think I know I'm going to get him. And that's all you can fight for or ask for is just a chance. And, those things, it's a game of inches. And that's a perfect example of it.
Have you ever measured the distance you traveled on that play? I don't know exactly what it is. Have you measured?
Nah, I didn't dwell on the play too much. It's, at the end of the day, we still gave up a big play. So it wasn't really too much to celebrate. But, like I said, I only really think about a play when people ask me about it.
Yeah. Now, that's actually two plays you've made like that for the Saints. You did when you got one in Dallas a couple of years ago against Roy Williams. And certainly, I know that doesn't pop into your mind when you're making the play against Vincent Jackson. But, you seem to be one of those guys who certainly isn't willing to give up on the play.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those guys who's going to play to the whistle, and if I think I have, even the smallest chance, I'm going to take it, and I'm definitely, going to give 100% effort, whenever I get a chance to, and I think my teammates have kind of trust me to do that.